With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Shock and mourning in Finland, where a school shooting has left one young child dead, two others seriously wounded, and the suspected gunman, also a preteen.
Police say both the suspect and the wounded were 12 years old, adding the young shooter was later arrested in the Helsinki area. Finland's prime minister has posted on X that he's deeply shocked over the incident.
Correspondent Charles Della Desma. International charity World Central Kitchen suspending operations in Gaza after seven of its aid workers were killed by an airstrike. Israel expressing sorrow over the deaths, vowing an independent investigation of the tragedy. Iran is seething over what it says was an Israeli airstrike. It killed a top Iranian general in Syria. Tehran vowing rapid retaliation. Also at SRNNews.com, the wide-open Biden border and the inflation-battered Biden economy are expected to be among the themes stressed by former President Trump as he visits the key battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin. And in Wisconsin, President Biden faces more uncommitted voters in today's primary.
Several dozen grassroots groups and organizers have been urging voters to express their opposition to the president's strong support of Israel's war against Hamas. Their goal is to get 20,682 voters to mark their Democratic primary ballots uninstructed. That's Wisconsin's version of uncommitted. And that number is significant. It represents Joe Biden's margin of victory over Donald Trump in the state in the 2020 presidential election. Greg Kingston, Washington.
Former President Trump does not have to worry about his assets being seized by the state of New York while he appeals his civil fraud judgment against him. That's because he has posted a $175 million bond. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 170. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on spiritual gifts.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 36% of adults believe that God has granted some people the power to heal others through prayer and the laying on of hands. 31% agree with the statement that, quote, modern-day prophets continue to reveal God's plan to humanity, and about one-third of Americans think God rewards faithfulness with good health and financial success. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A South Texas woman is suing the Starr County District Attorney's Office and the county after she was charged with murder over a self-induced abortion 2 years ago. Zell Gonzalez seeking $1 million in damages after she was arrested and jailed for 3 days after she induced the abortion and wound up in the emergency room in January of 2022. The lawsuit also claims that hospital staff violated the patient's privacy rights when they reported the abortion to the district attorney's office. This is SRN News. Another troubling instance of what has been called Havana Syndrome, a malady that some have laid at the doorstep of Russia and its proxies, although evidence hard to come by.
The Pentagon confirms a senior Defense Department official who attended last year's NATO summit in Lithuania had symptoms similar to those reported by U.S. officials who have experienced Havana syndrome. That syndrome is a still unexplained set of symptoms that includes piercing head or ear pain. Intelligence assessments have found that it is unlikely that Havana syndrome attacks were conducted by a foreign adversary, but intelligence agencies have varying degrees of confidence in that assessment. Keith Peters reporting.
Russia says Ukrainian drones have attacked industrial facilities in what would be Kiev's deepest strike inside of Russia since the war began. The airstrike some 745 miles to the east of the border with Ukraine. More details at SRNNews.com.